Hey, feeling good, like I should. Went in took a walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best.
Hey everybody, I'm John Parker. Welcome back to People First Podcast. We are starting a new series today. It's about personal growth. We want to talk about things that will help you grow personally, right? Those kind of things that stump us, that stumble us, that challenge us, that don't let us move forward. We're going to talk about those things and how to get through them. And it's a big subject today. I've got Jordan in the studio with me. She's making sure everything is running smoothly. Jordan, we're going to talk about something that's just so important because so many people get hung up on it, and it's your past, right? It's your past. So many times that we let our past think it's going to dictate who we are in the future, and that's not true. Your past does not define who you are today, and your past will not define who you will become tomorrow unless you let it. And so many of us have made mistakes in our past, right? Who hasn't? But we often let those mistakes and those issues stop us becoming from what we were born to be or reaching our potential or chasing our dreams because we think maybe we had a rocky past, a colorful path, whatever the case may be. We stop it from moving forward. It cannot be an anchor. We can't allow it to drag us down or to hold us in place. But Jordan, before I get too deep into the subject today, I want to put like a little disclaimer out there that's something I haven't done in the past, but I do want to do it for this particular subject. There are some issues that you may have experienced in your past that you may need to seek some additional help, some professional help. And I am not a professional counselor by any means. And I want you to know that's okay. I want you to go find someone that can help you move forward. I want you to find someone that has the knowledge and skills that can help you become your best. So if there's some things in your past that you need to go talk to somebody, I want you to go do that. And I want you to go do it today if you can, right? So let's get on that boat and let's get going. So let me start this whole series, Jordan, out with a story, okay? I've got a friend who had a serious issue. I mean, a real serious issue with alcohol. And when I'm talking about a serious issue with alcohol, I'm not talking about, you know, you come home and have a couple drinks. I'm talking about this guy was like drinking before work in the shower. He was actually drinking vodka in the shower. He drank at work. He would put stuff in his coffee that you couldn't smell. He'd go out to his car and do some drinking. And then every night after work, I'm not talking sometimes, I'm talking every night after work, it was on. He was drinking all night long, right? This particular friend of mine, he went to 3 different treatment programs. And all 3 times he went to these, he'd come out, he'd be okay for a couple weeks. And then he was right back into the same pattern again. Alcohol was dominating how he lived. Absolutely dominating, right? And here's something interesting that I found, because I've had some other people that I know who have suffered with some kind of addiction or made some poor choices. And a few things I've seen that come in common, some of the things that come in common after they turn their life around, some of the things they'll tell you is, number one, this is interesting, they had to make the commitment to change. They had to make it, right? It wasn't until they committed to themselves that they would actually make that change. They would do it for a lot of other reasons. Like my friend went to treatment for 3 times. Once he went to treatment to save his job because they told him at his job, hey, if you go to treatment and take care of this, we'll work with you. Or you go because maybe a loved one asked you, but you have to want to change. It's a mental decision that you make. You got to want to make yourself better. You have got to want to move forward. It starts inside, and friends can help you. Friends can be there for you. Loved ones can be there for you, and they will, and they should. But until you make that decision, you don't change. You don't make that commitment. The second thing I found was they find a higher power. They come to realize that there's something out there that believes in them, that loves them more than they could possibly imagine. That gives them the strength to recover, and it gives them hope for the future. And of course, that higher power I'm talking about is God. they start to explore their faith. Now, I'm not saying this is how everyone has turned their past around. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I have seen a pattern in those, especially those who struggle with addiction, that these are some of the things that they have done. So let's look at our past. Let's see how we should actually look at our past. And even though it's been a little colorful, it's been a little rocky, what are some of the things we can do that help us get past our past, right? Let's start with number one. First of all, number one, understand that is your past. That's long ago. This is not who you are or who you wish to be today. You have control over you, and you are no longer a victim. You've got to say, I am no longer a victim. A victim mentality holds you back. You have to take responsibility for who you are and what you want to be. And that's the first step of getting to where you want to be or where you want to go. Take responsibility for who you are. And you'll see once you take that responsibility, you are moving forward. The past is in the past. Who are you today and who do you want to be tomorrow? That's where we need to think. Number two, this is a hard one, you guys. This is a tough one, but you have got to learn to forgive yourself. You made mistakes. Recognize them. Learn from them. Move forward. If you constantly dwell on the past, you will not move forward. Don't let that be the anchor that holds you back, like I said earlier. And there might be some instances where you have to go ask for forgiveness as well. You've got to go talk to somebody. You've got to say, hey, will you forgive me for the things that I've done? Maybe the way I acted, right? That's forgiveness. But you have to learn to forgive yourself and know that you can do better. You are better. That's a tough one to understand. And three, I'm going to say this is just as big. Help others. How can you take your experience and help people who may be making the same mistakes or in the same situation? How can you share some wisdom with people who are struggling? And what is wisdom, right? We talk about wisdom, but wisdom is the combination. So you understand this. Wisdom is the combination of experience and knowledge. And that's what you get when you've had those tough times. You've got that knowledge now. You've experienced that. Now you can combine that and you can give somebody, pass on some wisdom to somebody that might be hurting. It may be that little bit of wisdom that stops them from making a poor choice. Reach out. Move someone else forward. This is truly how you can turn your rocky past into something really positive, right? Take those experiences and move forward with them. There's a story I read not too long ago about a gentleman who was in Oregon, and he had spent three decades in and out of prison for either petty theft or drugs or alcohol. He was doing all these things. And in his 50s, he said, I'm done. That life's over. I can't do this anymore. And he made that change. And now, Sunday afternoon, you will find him and his wife down at the same park that he used to sleep in. They used to try to find a place to sleep in, and he gives away shoes, and he gives away clothes, and he gives away food, and he counsels with his wisdom the people that need his help. You will find him in the prisons today, not behind bars, but on the other side of the bars, talking to people about how they can change, that it's not too late. He dedicates his life trying to improve other people's lives. He has taken his experiences, and he's trying to help others. That's what I'm talking about. That's true, true recovery right there. Understand that you can't change your past, but you can change the way you react to it. Do you constantly view negative in your life or something that's maybe shaped your character or made you stronger? All the issues that I had growing up, which I could do a whole, and Jordan knows, I could do a whole podcast on my childhood because it was a pretty rocky road. I'm going to tell you right now, it definitely shaped my character and made me stronger, without a doubt, right? So what are you allowing that past do to you, right? Or how are you viewing your past? So I'm going to go back. Let me finish the story about this gentleman I was talking with, a friend of mine who had this drinking problem, right? After three different times of attendant treatment, he too finally made the change. He clearly saw that he was on a one-way trip to complete destruction, that he couldn't keep up on his life like this. And here's the key. He made the decision and he made that change for himself. He knew that it had to be internal. He knew that he had to make that change himself. He couldn't do it for other people. He had to do it for himself first. Here's the cool thing. He's been sober for over a decade now. A decade. And he's quick to tell his story for someone. If someone around him is having issues, he will lay down his story right now and try to help somebody, because he wants them to be on the same road that he is on, right? Now, here's how this guy has moved forward. This is a great thing. He's currently a general manager of a large retail organization, and he has truly been instrumental in turning this organization around. His leadership has changed the culture of the team. They work together. They take pride in where they work, and they want to win, and they are winning. They are winning, and it's because of this guy and his leadership. So he's taken his past, he's moved it behind him, and he's moved on, and he has changed the lives of these people in this organization, and he's turned this organization around. And I say this, not only is he a winner, here's the cool thing, I get the privilege of calling him my friend. Great guy, but his past didn't stop him from moving forward, right? Or reaching the top of the company that he works for. Such a great turnaround story from where he was to where he is today. I'm going to tell you right now, you can have that same turnaround story. You can do those same things. You've just got to put your past behind you. You've got to learn from it, and you got to move on. Don't let it be your anchor. Drew, I got this cool article. There's a website out there called Skilled at Life. What a cool name, right? WWW Skilled at Life. And it has an article about your past in here. Finished up today. I just want to read a few things on here that I thought were pretty cool. And it starts like this. What if you choose to look at your past differently? How does that relate to your current life? Here are just a few empowering possibilities. So let's read through some of these here. I thought they were good. You can succeed in business even if you have failed before. I don't know. Easy statement, but I can't tell you how many people have failed in business and turned around and been successful, right? Don't let that failure stop you. Learn from it. You can get in shape even if you have been overweight for the longest time, right? You can get in shape. That's something you can do. You can enjoy a happy relationship even if you've made mistakes in a previous one. Okay, who hasn't made mistakes in relationships? Okay, we all have. Don't think because you've had so many bad relationships that this one's going to be bad too, right? We can't look at it like that. You can experience abundance even if you grew up poor. I'm going to tell you what, we had a joke in the house. We were so poor we couldn't pay attention, right? That's how poor we were, right? That's a bad dad joke, but I'm going to tell you what, that's how poor we were. And so I understand where this comes from. Just because you grew up poor doesn't mean that you cannot provide for your family, provide for others, make enough to provide for your community. That's up to you. You can be a good parent even if your own parents were less than ideal. You can be happy even if you've experienced tremendous sadness. Absolutely. You can obtain your dream job even if you were fired from your last two jobs, right? That doesn't stop you from keep moving forward. What did you do wrong in those other jobs? Maybe they weren't just right for you, right? You can get your degree even if you neglected education in the past. One of my favorite motivational speakers, a guy by the name of Eric Thomas. All right, I want you guys to look him up. His name is Eric Thomas. He's all over YouTube. He's everywhere, Eric Thomas. This guy at one point was living on the street, sleeping under bridges, eating out of garbage cans. He currently has a PhD from the University of Maryland, and he's the number one motivational speaker in the world. Okay? That's a turnaround story right there, right? So it doesn't matter where you were, it's where you want to go. You can learn to trust again, even though others have betrayed you. You can make wise choices, even if you have made unwise ones in the past. I've made a lot of unwise choices. And you can be a resilient survivor of a bad situation rather than being a recurring victim. There it is again, right? That victim mentality. So your past, no matter how bad it was, does it define your future? No. The choices and actions you make today will ultimately define who you are or eventually become. I'm going to read that again. It's so important. The choices and actions you make today will ultimately define who you are or eventually will become. Make the decision to learn from your past and apply it in the present so you can live the life you were meant to live. You deserve it. Those are the last three words on this article. because you deserve it. And I want you to understand that you do deserve it. I want you to understand that you do bring value to this world. I want you to understand that it is important that you keep moving forward and you become the person that you are meant to become, because that's who we need in this world, right? We need you to be your best in this world. So I want you to work for it. I want you to strive for it. I want you to stop letting your past hold you back and become that person you are meant to be. Your past. Make sure it's not the anchor that holds you back. So this is John Parker from People First Podcast. I think it's time we sign off. Jordan, why don't you take us home?
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in the pool, walk around the neighborhood.